Blog Talk Radio.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know
when I am alone.
Know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle, pinnacle, spiritual, from the village. I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all my consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know, you have to thank God saved me. High up your drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person. Be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Well, good evening, family, and yes, welcome to Faith in Action, Voice to Men. Yes, with myself, Pastor E, and all my brothers. But this is the time. Faith in Action, Boys and Men is a bi-weekly conversation facilitated by the Now Network with all local community leaders and all age groups that will be focused on mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and entrepreneurial planning. Additionally, our targeted mental health workshop will be added to each of the program's agenda to provide a safe harbor to share struggles and systematic approaches. Coping mechanism, channeling the negative energies and the positive actions, providing an outlet. Yes, this is Faith in Action. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for the day, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to communicate. We thank you for this opportunity to reflect. And we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to give you all the honor and glory for everything that we have encountered, everything that we're doing, everything that you are about to reveal to us, that we continue to grow, continue to explode, and go to levels that we've never been before. Yes, we decree and declare by the name of Jesus that we will not leave this broadcast the same. We will be changed. We will be rearranged, and we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Well, family, this is a new broadcast, and this is the Lord continuing the work that has already began. And we're excited to be used in this season to continue to bridge the gap and continue to grow and continue to, in this season, that we start to really see the results of what we planned out for. Tonight is really another kickstart of this broadcast. I think we've had one before. And we wanted to come together tonight and just reflect on what we have already, what we experienced in this conference, and what we like to see coming on in the near future, and how we can just share how God just did a miraculous move in Faith in Action, Boys to Men, the first ever, and we believe God is going to reveal that tonight. As we get ready to go there, we're gonna have a song by I Am Justified, Walk by Faith. Come on, hang on in.
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Got me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my fingers can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them there. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupid, is this on me? Lord, stupid, is this on me? Stupid, is this on me? Not cause I good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in.
I just want eternal, I just want eternal life.
Stay on a mission, Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I give you purpose to worship me. His spirit and in truth, I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set upon just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just wanna see your life. That's what you get from me. Oh, I want my faith and not my sight. I want my faith not my sight. I want my faith and not my sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life. Oh. Ooh. Hear your children call you now.
And not by sight. Man, is that faith in action? Boys and men, is that our theme song? Walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, put your hands together for I Am Justified here live on the Now Network and Faith in Action, Boys and Men. Well, family, not to drag you out, but we want to give an opportunity to hear some testimonies and some the stories that happened at this dynamic conference. And this is not only for the men. This is for anyone that was at the conference. You guys know me. We just don't have our helps there, and they're not going to be a part of it. We had men and women a part of this conference, and it was dynamic. First, I just want to say I am overwhelmed with what God did and what he's continuing to grow. We're looking at this Faith in Action, Boys and Men, becoming national. We're also looking at our website in development right now. We're looking at the team leaders that will be placed for this function and for this this movement in God. We're excited. We're going places, and we're going places together. So without any further ado, I know the first one that – this is my first caller tonight. I saw him on the board as I was sharing and getting things together. But Minister Michael Netherly, a.k.a. Ra Rock Box is in the house, baby. What's up, brother?
Baby.
How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon and good evening to everybody. This is Michael Nesley, a.k.a. Rock Box here. Yeah, had a good experience with the Faith in Action Men Conference, Boys and Men. It was good. It was encouraging. It taught us about the finances. We also had a lot of, young men there too. I know both of my nephews came, and everybody, they took home some information, and not just for the time being, but actually for life. We had different representatives up there that was pretty good that spoke well. Not to just the men, but to everybody, individually, you might say. And, I just plan on having another. I know it's going to get better and better. It's going to enhance. And, I just wanted to share my experience on that.
Well, but I know, you as an organizer of this event, along with myself and many others. But what was it had to be, because I have my own particular story, but it had to be something personal in this day, not just the overview of it, but what was it personal for Minister Michael at this conference?
Personal.
Was it anything that stood out?
Was
anything that stood out?
What stood out with me was when they talked about the finances, on how to how to handle and how to take care of our finances. Different ways you can do to keep yourself afloat and sustain your finances. That was one of the biggest things that with the representative from Chase, and then I forgot the other dude name
Minister Simi.
Both of them was good, and really, like I say, with me myself, it was the financial direction, some things that I didn't know they show and lighted me on. And and it's some things that I'm actually practicing right now. So
that was a big thing. Right.
Say it again.
You took away something that's automatically already in place.
Yes. That's already in place. But it enhances what I'm trying to do already. So,
right.
And I'm sure I received it that way. I'm sure some other people there that received the same way too.
That was one of the biggest testimonies, that everybody took something away from there, whether it was the financial piece, whether it's the time management piece, whether it was the outreach piece, or whether it was the mental health piece, the entrepreneur, it was just so many things discovered that were shared in there that they kind of all played together, because you couldn't do one without the other. And that's kind of the biggest feedback that we've been getting. I tell you the one thing, and I want to touch on this. I'm glad you mentioned the financial part, because there may be someone out there today that doesn't know this little nugget that we're going to share with you. We learned two aspects of finances, that credit. Your credit score is detrimental. You at this point, you need a 700, 750, 800 credit score. But we also did learn that credit score is only for the interest that you may get on a loan. But for you to accomplish and to explore all the means for your finances that you had to have, and this is where Minister Samay came in, is that you had to have collateral. You had to have land, and you had to owe something. Because the collateral is what gets you more money. So I may have an 850 score, credit score, and you have a 700 credit score. Let me just show this instance that was shared with me when I went in depth in person. Yeah. And it's what was told to me is that the person with the 700 credit score with property all over America would get probably the same or lesser, just a little bit more interest on a greater loan than a person that had an 850 and was still paying notes on their car. So that was really dynamic.
Right.
That we have to become, where we have to really start owning some stuff and getting some collateral and getting some property.
Assets.
And I've been encouraged. Yeah, assets. And I'm really encouraged for that, because I've even been searching on some national land auctions just to see. You know, I heard someone bought 1,000 acres for $100. I'm looking for that auction. I don't care if it's in Bogalusa, Alabama.
Right.
Or Bogalusa, excuse me, Bogalusa, Louisiana. I don't care where it's at. If I can find that deal, that's what P2P, Community Development, the Now Church California, EST's for you, myself, and all of our covenant partners are looking for is some collateral and, again, assets. Assets are good. And I was teaching this to my grandson, Minister Mike, is that, you know,
you don't
have to look at assets and liability through money. If you're an asset, that means you bring to the table. And no one would ever ask you to leave. No one would ever not give you a ride. Nobody would ever tell you no when you're bringing to the table because you're an asset. But when you become a liability, and every time you call me, it's costing me something. Every time you call me, you're not bringing nothing to the table. Every time you want something, it's a need and not a want. I mean, it's a want, not a need. Mm-hmm. That becomes a liability. We have to see, even as men and women, that we have to become more of an asset in life than a liability. And now we're assets that can be used to grow our money. That was a great part
yeah.
there.
Yes, yes.
And we had, we had young men. We had all ages. Conference. And we had some ladies in there. Pastor Terry was there. Minister Rosa was mm-hmm. there. Minister Frankie was there. Minister Yvonne was there. Minister Bridget was there. I mean, the whole P2P team. We just throw them out there right now and just give God thanks for them and all the great work they did. But they sat in too.
Yeah,
and
so
they were getting this
yes,
information too, you know. You know, I just cannot continue to give my gratitude and my thanks to those that are always serving for us. So let's put your hands together for the P2P Community Outreach Team for all of their work. Now, we may have other listeners out there, our other brothers, that you did not call, but you hit the link to listen. If you want to comment and share your experience, share what maybe we can look at for the next one, and also to invite everybody for this is our first meeting after the conference, July 15th, here at the Now Church California P2P Community Development, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 90805, 10 a.m. sharp, 11 a.m. we in our cars. Come on out and have a light breakfast with us in our planning stages for our next event. And no, we're not waiting for a year, Minister Mike. Tell them we're looking for the next opportunity that we can join together as men. The next opportunity.
Now.
The next opportunity. When? Now.
Good, now. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, wait. We got a headline coming across the board right now. We've just been instructed that if somebody needs prayer. Wait a minute. What do we do when you need prayer? We pray.
That's right.
Oh, don't wait to pray. Just pray. So we believe in complete healing here at the Now Network, and we believe that those that are connected with us are in agreement with the prayer of healing,
yes,
with the prayer of deliverance, and the prayer of salvation. Now, one of our brothers who was at the conference, one of our brothers that comes and donates his time and is a part of Boys of Men Faith in Action, I know you remember him, Stefan, is dealing with a stomach issue. According to the reports, he had to go to the emergency room last week, and today he was at urgent care, and they're in waiting of the report of whatever's going on. They mention appendix. We bind that in the name of Jesus. They might even mention surgery. We bind that in the name of Jesus. They may even say he might be sick. We bind that in the name of Jesus. We're going to recognize it might have been just something stuck in his belly that he needs to get out. Woo! In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But when someone is sick, the Bible says that we should, first of all, pray for ourselves. And I know Stefan has already been praying. I know him and his wife are at the altar. I know they are petitioning to God for is healing. But then it says, you now go, if you're sick, go to the elders and let them pray for you and anoint you. Well, here we are now. We're the elders. We are going to anoint him with oil. We are going to pray over him, and we are going to believe in the deliverance of no sickness. We're not even trying to categorize it. We're going to speak it right now. No sickness. Jeremiah reminded us about this in Jeremiah 17:14. It says, when you're sick, this is the words of Jeremiah. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I pray. See, Jeremiah has some very prolific words there that when you call it out, you call it out not asking to be, but declaring that I am. So we pray right now. We declare right now that from the top of Stephon's head to the bottom sole of his foot, that he is healed because he called out to the Lord, and he said, I will be healed. Then not only do we need healing, we need to be saved. So I'm going to jump on this part. Save me, and I will be saved. And the reason why, watch what he said, for you are the one I praise. God is not looking us to be sick. God is not looking for us to be in bondage. God is looking for us to be free so we can truly praise his name. So my Lord, my God, help us in this time of weakness and pain. We ask that you sustain us by your grace so that our strength and courage will never fail. Lord, heal us according to your will and your word and inspire us to believe that what happens to us is the trivial light of eternity through you, God, and through your son, Jesus, and through our comforter, the Holy Spirit. So we claim that right now, that we are now the sons of healing, that we are the children of deliverance, and that we are, oh my God, standing not in the need anymore, but in the area to be delivered to by God. So Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. We thank you that not by power. We thank you that it's not by might. We thank you it is not by agenda. But we thank you that we can ask you. Lord, we thank you that we can petition to you. And we thank you that we can receive you. So look, Lord, not by our own will or our own way, because there's no magic to this, but it's by faith and by trust in you that it's already done. So as we declare this prayer with Stephon, as we decree this prayer with Stephon, and as we walk into the deliverance of this prayer, we say it's done, it's finished, and it's complete. And you, and then when the report comes, you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Come on, give a hand clap. Amen. 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 I tell you, prayer works when you pray.
All the time.
Hey, if it's now, I want to take this opportunity to call out to any of our other brothers that may be online, and you want to share your experience, share your desire of where we're going. Dial 1 right now. We can bring you in the queue, and we're ready to listen and hear from you now. And I know that what we're doing is in line with God. It was just so dynamic. I just cannot continue cannot even imagine not having more to say, more to do, and more to grow on, and to see everyone. It was pretty dynamic, too. If you weren't there and you haven't seen the clips, we didn't have keynote speakers. We had key brothers, and everybody in the building was able to share. Everybody in the building was able to receive, and everybody in the building was able to be equal in this place. Amen?
Amen.
So where would you like to see us going in the future with this, Minister Michael?
I see it going further, touching more men than what we had this time. I think it's gonna, you know, if we keep on doing it and then we spread the word, it's gonna enlighten, you know, for men, and not just the, you know, financially and, you know, educational and spiritual and conflict resolution and everything, but it also just going to help them be self-sufficient, you know, where they can stand on their own instead of always, you know, trying to get something from somebody. They're going to be encouraged and enlightened and ready to do so without, you know, without no doubt or anything like that, that they usually have in themselves because of what, you know, what society brings us as a whole right now. So yeah, I think it's going to enhance. I think it's going to get better, and like I say, we're going to have more men and more, you know, more boys and men get into it to the point where we can actually start seeing some growth. You know what I'm saying, within the community itself, you know. Instead of it all being like one-sided right now, you might say, you know, you see certain folks just doing things and everybody else doing another. Nah, it'll be everybody because we all in the same spirit, same mind, same frame of mind, and, you know, everybody on one accord, you know, everybody in agreement, you know. Yeah. And so I know if we keep on doing it, you know, keep on having these conferences and the meetings too for the conference and everything, we're going to actually enhance and we're going to see the community grow right before our eyes.
That's right. Well, we're looking to really grow this thing, and we see there's no lack of potential. Like I said, the website has already been purchased and donated by P2P Community Development. The website design is going to be donated by EST's for you. Now the content has to be universal, so I'm really looking for all of us to input what sections you want in there, what information we want there, and what services we're going to be offering from there. I know for sure there's many of our brothers that are in total covenant with us that are going to be a part of every conference we're doing, every meeting we're doing, and every meeting that we'll be doing, that we are really, really working together to make this thing happen. And I'm excited. And let's see, let me check my lines here. I think we may have another guest on board. Oh, yes, we do. Area code 310, last four, 8323. This is our brother George. What's up, my brother? How are you?
I'm doing well. Good evening, Pastor. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Oh, man, we're blessed, brother. We know you're in transit, and we respect and really, really are just glad you took the time to come and share a little bit with us tonight. But I know you were part of the conference in several areas. You guys donated. You guys came out and were just a part of it. I mean, this guy just need help. You need some of this. What do you want? Everything we were lacking, he pulled up in his car and had the waters and had some extra chips and some extra snacks. Even left us a red bucket that the ice was in. And then some gift bags at the end. And just really, really a brother with a heart for people. George, first of all, I want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to our wide audience. And just to share with you, our audience is just not California. Our audience is national. It's even global, but our main reach is national, because we believe there's so much work to be done here at home. Then we can branch off and go into other areas. Kind of share who you are, what you do on both phases, in both roles, and your experience, and maybe some of the things that you can see us doing in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pastor. So, again, thank you for the opportunity just to provide support. Of course, we obviously have been very joyously involved in all the meetings, and aside from the event, just the support itself, I think, has given us an opportunity to continue to grow within the community and create relationships and also just support the movement that you have. So it was a pleasure to participate in those meetings and to be there to drop off water and even to speak. So I thank you again for that opportunity. As you mentioned, I was a part of the event. If you guys didn't catch it, my name is George Granberry, and I'm an ambassador for Anti-Violence Ventures. So that is one of the three roles that I have in the community. I'll share the other two in a moment, but just to give you an idea about Anti-Violence Ventures, or ABV, for sure, we provide programming that's based on education and really a healing process around any violent experiences anybody has had. So we provide education on the three different types of violence, which is community violence, domestic violence, and family violence. And we also provide platforms for individuals to discuss the experiences that they've had, to learn from others, and to try to bring the community together. There were so many different people and so many different dynamic speakers and visitors that were there. Our place is always with the community. And the individuals that you had, even the gentleman that you had from Chase was from the community. So that was beautiful to continue to make those bonds. And I think those bonds are ultimately going to be what drives the vision and allows you to cast a larger net just in terms of helping provide support. I think that's one of the things that I've witnessed in you, Pastor, is the support that you provide to others. So I think that's what made it so easy for us to join hands and kind of move forward and lockstep with each other and just serving others. And that's what our goal is. But as far as Anti-Violence Ventures and everybody else involved, I see this growing into a larger programming style format that's really geared toward young Black boys and men and others, of course, that allow us to touch on the things that may not necessarily be very cherished anymore, values, I think, and just the transition of going from being a boy to a man in our particular arena is just touching on the violent experiences individuals have had. So, again, it was fun to share that little snippet at the event. I think I learned a lot more than I provided. There were so many different resources that were there, and that was the fun part. So I think just allowing that to grow in a similar format and just in different places where we function as young Black men and boys even, there's a lot of things that we could come across that are maybe microaggressions or just flat-out forms of violence, and it's hard for us to move beyond those points without having a chance to talk about it. So I think the coming together and discussing, whether it's anti-violence, whether it's finances, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's fitness, I think that's something that that technology has allowed us to really kind of go away from coming together and discussing things at the table together. And that was what I thought was so beautiful about the event is we all sat down, we broke bread together, we ate. That gave us a chance to get to know each other, to talk about the things that we found important, the things that we had as passion, and to grow and to create relationships. And there are people actually that I've spoken with beyond that day just to prove how strong the bonds were on that day. So I thought it was a great, very, very resourceful event, very well thought out, and very rich in terms of the information that was distributed. So in terms of moving forward, I just see that growing and us reaching more people in various ways, maybe in their spaces, in their arenas, but with an overlay of the things that we can discuss. And ultimately where I see the vision growing and ultimately giving people, specifically young Black boys and men, a chance really to learn about violence truly and then channel their experiences and maybe grow and heal from them and start to break cycles. So that's my specialty with Anti-Violence Ventures. I'm also in the community as a youth sports development coach focusing in baseball with individuals between the ages of 9 and 14. And aside from that, I do work at a local community college here supporting the basic needs of our students. So I have always saw service as a part of life, and that's generally what I try to do in three different arenas. So however we can continue to provide services to those who need it beyond that day at a table, opportunity to sit down, talk, break bread, and continue to grow, I think is the best way moving forward to continue to push the message. But bringing people together in the same space is something that is so, I think, foreign in the last 5 years, considering what COVID did to us all, that it is sometimes lost on us the opportunity to be together and to look each other eye to eye and share information. And that's exactly what we did on that day. And just continuing to reach more in that capacity, I think, is truly where I see this thing going. So there's no limit. When you think about all the resources that were there, connections that were made and where that can go beyond that day and where it's gone even already. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's had a chance to connect and continue working and building and supporting other folks. So I think if we manage to do that over and over again, We'll get a pretty far reach on those that we can influence and really take the top off of where such an intentional group set on growth can go.
Amen, amen. I tell you, that's strong, because I did leave there. I accomplished my goal to leave there with 10 people in my database that I'm communicating with that I wasn't communicating with before that day. And that's been a really, 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 really dynamic thing. Now, before, I know you're driving, so we're not going to hold you, and I want you to focus. Don't get into no fender benders out there because you're doing five things at once. But you got something coming up this weekend. I almost, look, when you said something about Dodger Stadium, I was like, cancel the meeting. I'm going with Jordan. Come on, tell us what you got going on this weekend, just to give an insight and kind of some of the activities that are out there for our youth to be a part of.
Well, there's actually a couple of things this weekend. There is a Player Fest event taking place at Dodger Stadium for any of the youth in Los Angeles. I believe you do have to register, so what I can do is get the link, the registration over to you, Pastor, and then you can share with everybody that you have access to. That's going to be,
excellent.
I believe,
yeah,
at 9:30, 9:30 in the morning on Saturday at Dodger Stadium. That will be taking place. That'll be all day. There's going to be events, vendors, tours of the stadium. There's going to be a whole setup, and it'll be awesome. It's being put on by the Dodgers, and it is, I believe, open to the community. So I'll send that out to you. If that's okay with you, Pastor, you can share that. I'll get that to you
this
evening.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay, we'll do. And then also one thing that I didn't mention, I don't believe I mentioned, is the Bill Pickett Rodeo is going to be taking place this Sunday in the City of Industry. And we, Anti-Violence Ventures, will be there specifically to host a workshop that's taking place, part of the rodeo, but at this location. And I can send that information out to you. There is registration involved, but if you've never been to the Bill Pickett Rodeo, it's a wonderful experience that allows you truly to learn.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's a fantastic experience. And we're honored to even provide a module with our organization that allows us just to continue talking about this kind of stuff with the youth. So we'll be there on Sunday. I am going to also send you all, or I'll send you, Pastor, the flyer for that. There's registration required. But if you go to our social media page, which is Anti-Violence Ventures, just like it sounds, no dashes, no hyphens, anything like that. It's AntiViolenceVentures. So it's spelled out all one word, no dashes or spaces, Anti-Violence Ventures. You'll see the invite on our social media page there. And that's generally where we do communicate with a lot of the community for events, resources, things of that nature. So if you would like to follow us, of course, we'd love to have you, and we always disseminate information and resources there. So that's on Instagram, Anti-Violence Ventures. No spaces, no dashes, one word, all spelled out. Hello? Did I lose you, Pastor? Hello?
Yeah, look, I got excited. I started pushing buttons, and I disconnected myself. We're back now.
Sorry.
I repent for that. But thank you for all that information, and please, please, please send that to me. We're going to definitely share that, and then you just get, you know, I'm getting four of my grandchildren on Sunday after church, and was like, what are we going to do with them? I know where we're coming to the Bill Pickett, where several of my friends are out there. We got Urban Saddles, we got Compton Farms out there. We made shirts for both of those.
Yeah.
We made the shirts for a bunch of them. We made flags for them, so. We're gonna swoop through there, bring the grandkids through, and come fellowship with you guys on Sunday. I know we won't be making Saturday because we're committed to our Faith in Action boys and men. Unless I get a bunch of calls saying, "No, Pastor, let's go out there." That's where we'll be at on Saturday. So God bless you. God bless you so much, my brother, man. We thank God for you, everything you're doing. We're continually praying for you guys and our partnerships and our connections that we're gonna continue to grow. I know you're doing good work, and we're excited to be connected with you. Man, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, Pastor. You have a good night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, you guys, put your hands together for George and DJ. Now, we've invited several to come on. If you here and you were invited, dial one. Come on into the queue. We'll get you into that. I want to throw under the bus. She hasn't hit one yet, but she was there, and I want her to give her input on this event. Pastor Terry, come on in to Faith in Action, Boys to Men. I know you served, but I believe God served you too.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, beautiful family. Yes, you know, I was just honored to be there amongst our women team with the P2P Outreach, our Now Church Women, to support the men in the Faith in Action Boys to Men. And like you all, hear your testimonies on what we received. We received so much, but as you guys were speaking, Pastor, I was saying we received just tools. Manage me to be whole, because it was so many portions to make us whole. Manage me tools while we're under mentorship, because you guys are mentoring these young men as we mentor young women so that they can do things better than we did. So praise be to God. I'm excited. I'm here to support you guys in everything we can do, and also for our women so we can get the young women, our girls to women ministry off and running also. Amen.
Well, I ain't heard the official name, but guys, look, we must have did a good job, because we couldn't even leave Boys and Faith in Action, Boys and Men before there was already a plan. Yes. Faith in Action, whatever the name after that is going to be, is coming this August. Look, well, ain't God good?
Overdue.
Faith in Action.
Overdue.
Women and girls, girls and women, or whatever they come up with, going to be in August. I'm excited for that too.
Amen. Excited.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, Pastor Terry, for always supporting us.
Amen. Much love, family.
Much love. Much love. Anybody else want to comment? Anybody else want something that you would like to share with your experience? Or that one person that you don't even know how you got on this broadcast. You might even dial the link in your online and you want to say something. Dial 319-527-6173, dial 319-527-6173. As soon as it says you are live on Blog Talk Radio, dial 1 and bring you the queue. That gives you an opportunity to share also. So take a couple minutes to give you an opportunity to dial 1 if you got something to say. Bring back in Minister Michael for his closing remarks and anything he'd like to share as we get ready to get out of here tonight.
Yes, I just want to say it was an honor to be part of the whole Faith in Action Boys to Men conference up here, just seeing the unification itself with the older and the young getting together and just, you know, teaching each other something new on both sides, you know. And I just hope we continue to keep on doing that too. I actually bring more people, you know, saying more men in and more boys in to do the same thing. Maybe we get a bigger facility and everything else. But it was good, the unification. Yeah, the unification and everybody in one spirit. Oh, man, it was beautiful. I mean, you know, it was beautiful. It was beautiful just to see it, because you don't see it every day. So when you do see it, It's mind blowing.
Man, and real talk. And with all the obstacles, you know, that we faced, we couldn't tell it on the outside.
Yeah, you know,
obstacles.
Right. You just think about it. I mean, it covered the finances, it covered entrepreneurship, conflict resolutions, domestic violence, everything. I mean, you name it. We had a subject for it, and everybody had somebody that represented everything about it. So it was good, you know. He had a few brothers. Remember that one brother had just got out of jail for 30 years or something. And all that. Yeah, he was there, and you know, it was just good, and I just you know, I guess we could pray that we continue to do the same thing again and even on a more bigger scale. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Well, appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Much love.
And another deal, I wanted to say a prayer too right now, just for everybody, because it's in my mind and heart and mind and spirit, you know. I just want to pray for everybody that's listening today, that's participating in this call. I just want to pray that it touch our hearts and our minds, Lord, keep us in one spirit and be able to do this again, and enhance it, you know, to a bigger scale, Lord. And we're going to be glorifying you and not ourselves, Lord, and guiding them in the right direction according to your will and not our own. And if we're going to have to decrease for you to increase, that's what we have to do. But we plan at the end of the day to have, you know, people in one accord, one spirit, one mind, and to be able to guide them in the right direction and according to your will, and even bring more folks to your kingdom too, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now I don't have to pray. God bless you, my brother. Much love. One.
One.
Well, family, we love you guys. We want to give you a little prelim for our next broadcast, which will be 2 weeks from now. We're going to definitely be let me just give the announcement. It's official. We are acclimated and elevated in the form of Just to Reach Forum. We are part of P2P Community Development is now partnering with Time Done. Time Done is an organization that works for the freedom of charges, not the legislature stuff, all that. The legislation that has been passed through Time Done is SB 731, which expunges all felonies of those individuals, those people with prior convictions that are living a life of rehabilitation, that has job, family, church, all this, but are still in the bondage of their felony conviction. We're now in the state of California and a couple other states, SB 731, distinctly here, can expunge your past felonies. Now, all felonies except one category, sexual offenses, are not in this category, but murder, just all categories other than sexual. I don't want to get into the difference because you know how I feel about sin. Sin is sin, but that one category is not able to be expunged because it would take them off of any registries and any kind of services that they're already registered in. But any crime can get you can get it expunged if you're interested in this. If your husband, you know, is dealing with this, if your wife is dealing with this, please get in touch with me. I have all the information, all the keys to get you locked up and join with us at Time Done. But it's official. The Southern California chapter is in place. Our chapter lead is Rock Lester, Philip Rock Lester. You guys know him. He's my partner in many, many ventures out here in the community with our entrepreneur training program, with our business ventures, with our outreach ventures, with our mental health ventures, with all our ventures. But he is our team leader in this situation, and we're glad to be a part of his team here in the Southern California region chapter for Time Done. It's official. It's official. It's official. So in our next meeting, we will definitely be going over some categories and things I learned. Let me tell you, knowledge is key. And not only was I, allowed and inaugurated in, but I was also given some dynamic information that I never knew. Did you know that it's over 70 million? 70 million. Not incarcerated, not in court. 70 million people with past convictions. 70 million nationwide. We're only nationwide right now. We're not looking at global. We're looking at nationwide. Over 70 million people people with past convictions in America. That's bigger than the state of California. Fact number two, over 48,000, over 48,000 people with prior convictions are hindered still to this day. School, employment, housing, travel restrictions, protection, custody, association, adoption, benefits, all these areas are still affecting someone who has done their time, that have been released, tapped out on their parole, that are still affected by this. It's crazy. Then there's also the area of post-conviction poverty. Do you know how many people are in poverty today? This goes back to homelessness. This goes back to mental health. You know how many people, because of their post-conviction, not their pre-convictions, not their actual conviction, their post-conviction, after it's all been done, they've tried all they can. There's so many boundaries that we learned about. And then we learned about sunsets. Sunsets are where we're looking to correct these things. And one of the things that I really learned in this seminar, in this class, is how we are hindered, not by law, not hindered by courts, but how we're hindered by data. Yes, your data is being sold. Yes, your data is out there on the internet. Yes, your data, they have all these data companies where you can pay $9.99 to do a background check on somebody. Then they'll tell you, well, maybe, pay $39.99 one time, and then a recurring $19.99, and we'll give you the whole thing, and then you find out it really wasn't worth it. But there are that information out there that still is discriminatory when people looking for a new job, when people are filing for loans, when people are trying to move into a better neighborhood. These are the questions that people run now. Because of 9/11, we have been opened up to a gateway of our information being shared because of safety, according to the government. But we're looking to fight those areas through sunsets. Sunsets are the means that we legislate. Sunsets are the means that we fight, that we can now really get deep into how do we protect our data. Now, someone out there say, I've never been in jail. I've never been in trouble. Well, if you've ever had a bad report, it's shared. So you are a victim of data also. We got to do better in our voting. We got to do better in reading the fine print. We got to do better in asking more questions. And we have to do better in voting together about the same thing, that these things can't be underrailed on us, backdoored on us, that we're now voting for something we didn't know what it was just because so-and-so promoted it or so-and-so promoted it, instead of really doing our due diligence and our investigating power to know what we are signing for. My call to you, my call to myself, is that we do better. And we're going to talk about that in 2 weeks here on Faith in Action, Boys to Men, Time Done. It's really time for our time to be done. I'm going to end with this story. There was a young man who went to county jail on a felony for 18 days. There was also several gentlemen in there that had been in for 18 years, 30 years, 40 years, so-so years, 5 years, and whatever. Do you know the guy with 18 days got the same post-conviction poverty as an 18, 30, or 40-year-old crime? It's not fair. We got to do better as team. We got to do better as people. We have to do better as community to now fight these battles and join with us at Time Done. Join with other legislation groups. Join with your assemblymen. Join with your congressmen and put it on the table that this is what you need them to take before the assemblies, before the legislation, that we can get these things passed. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated, and with you we can do it. This Saturday, July 15th, 10 a.m., 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, the Now Church California P2P Community Development. Come on out and have a light breakfast with us in our group session. We're no longer planning. We're in group session that we can really communicate, and I can get some information from you guys that I have some blocks to fill, because believe me, I could have already been done with the website. But that would have been my information putting in, but my mind thought, I need everybody's input in this situation, that we're putting in a joint, unified description, call to action, and program that we're all in agreement to. Come on and join us this Saturday as we have a great, great, great time in the name of Jesus. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And one thing, don't leave here without knowing you are God's greatest miracle. But if you're trying to do anything, you better do it with God, because God can do all things.
Can I talk to you?
Good night.
I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I say God can do all things.
He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God.